Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast about children's development from the Center for Inclusive Childcare.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast from the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Priscilla Weigel, the Executive Director. I'm here today to talk with a wonderful and energetic early childhood special educator who is also working as an intern with us at Center for Inclusive Childcare recently. And we've been just thrilled with getting to know more about the early childhood special ed perspective in the work that we do as the Center for Inclusive Childcare and through our coaching and our resources. And so I'm happy to welcome Loretta Campbell today. Welcome, Loretta.
Thank you so much. Hi, thank you so much for inviting me to be on the Inclusion Matters podcast. Such a perfect fitting title. As you said, Priscilla, I'm Loretta, and I am the intern with the CICC, and I've loved it so much. I've also an early childhood special education teacher for the past 6 years. I've done almost every role that an early childhood special education teacher can do, from small group classrooms, co-teaching, evals, home visiting. I'm a mom too, to Lincoln. Hey, buddy. And Eden, she's just turned one actually on Saturday. And wow. I'm in graduate school for infant early childhood mental health. And I really mention all of these things because I truly am always surrounded by or talking about young kiddos all the time.
Yes, definitely. And the graduate program at the University of Minnesota for the infant and early childhood mental health is what brought you to us as an intern. And so we are very grateful for that opportunity to get to know you. And also for this podcast, we really hope that as you listen, you'll learn more about what goes on in the mind of an early childhood special educator, what that role looks like, and how you all as early childhood educators in whatever role you're in can better partner with early childhood special ed, because we know that early intervention is key when there's red flags for development, when there's any concerns, to really take our role seriously as we're helping families understand that path of development, and also how we're doing our work in the early childhood setting. So, Loretta, if you want to just start out with how you came to be an early childhood special educator.
Yeah. So I always wanted to be a teacher. I asked Santa for an overhead projector, if you can believe it. And I got one. My mom got me one. So that was that's where it all kind of began as far as being a teacher. But my nephew, Joey, he's now an adult with his own two kiddos, but he was born and had a big variety of medical needs. And he had an early intervention, early childhood special education teacher come to his home. And then my sister also had a couple premature twins, and they also had an early childhood special educator come in their home. So I've just kind of been surrounded by this support, these services, and getting to see it firsthand. And in my undergraduate, I had a professor, Professor Ford, introduced me to home visiting, and I fell in love. And I said, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to do it. And that's what started really piqued my interest for specifically early childhood special education.
That's fantastic. Oh, so, you know, as we all like to reflect in our own pathway as professionals, can you share what your philosophy is when it comes to working
sure.
in early childhood?
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of it's kind of geeky. Here we go. We're ready. I believe that every child and family deserves high quality, natural learning environments and opportunities rooted in developmentally appropriate and routine based intervention, positive social emotional interaction and instruction, and individualized service supports and resources designed to meet their specific needs. But really, to say it simple, Priscilla, I am passionate about building the confidence and capacity of the children and families that I serve.
I was just talking to someone this morning, and we were talking about the pathway of development for a young child, and you only get to be a kid once. Mm-hmm. And so you want it to be a blast, and you want them to feel that sense of confidence as the child, and you also want to enable that family to really enjoy that precious period of that child's life, because it goes so fast.
That's beautiful
to hear. And now when you think about that passion, what brings you joy when you're out? You said you fell in love with home visiting. You've done all the roles. What are some things that you note in your mind that brings you joy when you think about your role as an early childhood special educator?
I am a relationship kind of person. I love making meaningful connections, whether it's the mom, the dad, grandma, the childcare provider. It doesn't matter who it is, whoever that primary caregiver is, I want to have first and foremost, a meaningful connection and relationship with that caregiver. I like to dive deeper than just the surface level. I love to know, you know, what's their dog's name? When was the last time mom and dad went on a date? When did they have a good cry? What are they making for supper? Who's that wedding invite on the fridge for? I want to know all the stuff. Because when you know all the stuff, that's when they say, oh, she cares about me. She wants to know about me as mom, me as grandma, me as, you know, Sue, the daycare, the childcare provider. So that relationship work is what brings me joy. And because I pour into every child, into every family, into every childcare provider that I work with, I have the pleasure to celebrate those really amazing breakthroughs in their development or in their family life, in their financial life, whatever it might be. I get to celebrate with them, but I also have the honor to just sit with and be with in the heaviness of an unexpected setback. I get to be by their side through the muck, the yuck, and the bad luck.
Yeah. Because when we think about young children, that's really the first time in many cases that eyes are on that child other than the family, or the family in their gut knows that there's something that is causing some challenges. And so you're walking along that path, and we all are in early childhood education, walking along the path with a family that they may be coming to grips with, there may be something more involved here that I'm not sure what it is, and I don't know what's going to be next, and I can't predict what the outcome's going to be. And that's heavy. That's a heavy place to be and to sit in and to be walking alongside families during that very precious, very precious and kind of vulnerable period of a child's pathway is really... It's special, and it's an honor, as you said, you use that word. And I think, you know, there's also challenges with that. And so when you think about things that become difficult in your role as that early childhood special educator, what are some things that come to mind?
I love this work so incredibly deeply. I love what I get to do very much. And it's because I have this very deep passion for my work that I oftentimes will bring it home with me. And I have had to grow a lot in accepting that and swallowing that. I carry with me the joys and the heartaches of the family. I bring it home. I bring it to the supper table. I bring it to the floor with my kids when I'm playing with them. You know, I bring it on date night with my own husband. And something I've learned throughout my master's program is that I really need to consider some reflective consultation and to be able to work really through what that might look like for me in my role as early childhood special education, home visitor, intervention, teacher, so that I can really be the best both at work and at home. It's my hope to really get connected with some reflective consultation following graduation. I think that'll just make me a better mom, a better teacher, a better wife, a better person.
I know I receive reflective consultation and have for many years. And I have to say, I think that even if you can find a professional to provide that for you in a structured way, or, you know, for those folks who are out in settings where you just have that colleague that you can really be yourself with and share and connect on that basic human level to really reflect about your day, to debrief about something that happened that was really hard, and take perspective in, okay, this is how I handled it. This is how that family seemed to receive it.
Yeah.
What could I have done differently? Or what do I need to do next time? That's so important, I think, to all of us to not just feel that, okay, that was a terrible situation. I did it wrong.
Yeah.
But instead saying, okay, that didn't go as well as I planned, but how could it go better next time? Because there is a next time. We always, you know, with families that we see every day in childcare or in settings that you're dealing with, well, there is a next time. And so how can we bring in that learning, that reflection, that stepping back from the situation and observing ourselves in it?
Yeah. I think I frequently go, you know, I could have done it so different, you know, and then I go back to the home and the family still is like, oh, we're so glad you're here. And that's that foundation of the relationship too. So I think that reflective consultation, or like you said, I do have this wonderful colleague of mine that I frequently call on in those situations. Mm-hmm. And she talks me down. She says, you did it. You're being with the family. You are that regulated individual that comes in and loves them just as they are, who they are, how they are.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned you're in a graduate program at the University of Minnesota. And so share a little bit about that. I know that it's amazing, and it's I've known folks who have gone through that process. And tell us more about what's joyful and exciting about it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know what infant early childhood mental health is. They kind of are baffled when they hear that. But really this all, my interest in graduate school started just because I have this passion for the social emotional development of little ones and helping families really to recognize when and how they can help co-regulate and just, again, be with and love with. So 0 to 3 is kind of the organization that helps to really define infant early childhood mental health. And it's defined as developing the capacity of infant and young children to form close and secure relationships, to experience, manage, and express a full range of emotions, and explore the environment and learn, all in the context of family, community, and culture, which I think is just incredibly powerful. So where I kind of dove in, and little did I know I was going to be in the midst of my graduate program while I was pregnant and then had our second baby and worked full time. It has been a journey in itself, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Wow. Well, and you know, when you're describing and defining infant and early childhood mental health for our listeners too, we have developed in partnership with MACMA, the Minnesota Association for Children's Mental Health, some training, a training series that is really starts with mental health 101, infant and early childhood mental health 101, really. And we're offering it in different parts of the state of Minnesota for free to early childhood educators. And then, you know, as we go on and to continue to develop resources and tools in our partnership with MACMA, they have a wonderful early childhood guide that they have available on their website. And so I would recommend, I'll do a little commercial for them on that, because it is just a wealth of resources. Mm-hmm. It has so many handouts, information that really can help the early childhood educator understand infant and early childhood mental health, help children and families along that social emotional path, which we know is the most important foundation for all learning and all later development. So it's key. So I'm glad you brought that up, Loretta. And also I'm sure that, yes, it's probably you're juggling a lot right now. I can't even imagine. Yeah. So when you think about your graduate studies and then bringing those in to early childhood and your role, how are those things intersected, and how has that impacted and helped you in your role?
Oh, it has impacted me more than I ever dreamed. When I first started, I was like, well, you know, okay, it'll probably be a lot of what I already know. And I have been pleasantly surprised that it has been a wonderful whirlwind of how to improve my practice as an early childhood special education teacher. I see the guiding principles of infant early childhood mental health frequently come up in my roles. As a home visitor, I'm holding the caregiver's mental health in mind frequently. I insist that connection and relationships are essential and always at the forefront for a child to be successful in their development. When I'm coaching in a childcare program, I do the same. I emphasize that the child's teacher is the expert on the child. And in that moment, I'm there to support the entire classroom and focusing again on the connections, the relationships within the classroom. So it has tremendously positively impacted my work. Absolutely.
And it's made you such a great fit for our coaching team, because that's also the foundation for all the work that we do. It's all stemming from positive connected relationships with caregivers, whether it's family, whether it's early childhood educator in the childcare setting, and the child. And yes. That's so exciting to be able to pull all those tools and expertise into the setting. And also, now when you think about yourself and looking ahead and how you see all these things intersecting together, what do you see next for you and your work?
I really do love what I do. And if I'm being honest, I don't know for sure what could be next, if there is a next. I think I need to challenge myself to be content in my work right now as an early intervention teacher, with the addition of reflective consultation as my hope. Mm-hmm. I have really been blessed by my family, by my husband, who has always just, Zach has always just said, dream big, mm-hmm. go, you know, love early childhood. And my kids have really sacrificed time with mom as well through this mm-hmm. process. Mm-hmm. So I think my next challenge for myself, my immediately next challenge come, you know, May, is contentment and joy right in the now.
Well, that sounds beautiful. And Loretta, when I also want to tell our listeners that you, during your time as intern with us, you were able to write a tip sheet on just the yes. process, the early childhood intervention process, and kind of what it looks like. And so yes. that tip sheet will be available on our website as a great tool and resource. And then this is also connected to some of our earlier podcasts that we've done in the past with the St. Paul Public Schools. We did a yes. series with some of their team there to talk through what things look like when you have a child in your program that does receive special education services. And so all yeah, of those okay. things are available on our website. And Loretta, we've so enjoyed having you as an intern on our team. We know that you will continue to stay connected with CICC. And I do, you know, through our social media and our interactive possibilities, that it, through that avenue, I know you've mentioned that you'd be willing to stay in touch with folks too if they have questions about yeah. you know, what the process looks like if they yeah. have a child in their care that they have concerns about. I think sometimes it's really seems daunting and overwhelming when you've never gone through it, and to be able yeah. to speak to someone that they feel like they kind of know now with you being
yeah,
a podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to be any sort of help. Sometimes when you are faced with some concerns about your kiddo's development, you end up really feeling like you're in a bubble, you're feeling isolated. And I think really knowing that you can reach out, whether it's me or it's Help Me Grow MN if you're in Minnesota, or if you just Google early intervention in your state if you're not in Minnesota, you can get connected. It's something that's available to anyone. And I think being willing to step out of that isolation is going to be really helpful for families.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. That's, and really, truly, that is the greatest way to kind of wrap up our conversation, is to help our listeners remember they're not alone. No. There's a lot of people going through probably very similar challenges and very similar joys, and that connection really does help you navigate every day a little bit better. So we are grateful, Loretta, for your time today. Grateful for your time with us at CICC as our intern. And if you have any requests for new resources, this is to our listeners. We love being responsive. So email us your ideas for podcast topics, for tip sheets, for self-studies. We're here to meet your needs and be responsive as an organization. So thank you, Loretta.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. For more resources, visit us at inclusivechildcare.org.